to proceed with our other business and our additional business, and then we will circle back at the very end and call our call for our first public hearing once again to give those folks a chance to get here if they're coming. So other business, we have four items of other business this evening, the first one being the Reserves Clubhouse final site plan.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the Reserves Clubhouse, I move that we approve this as a final.
Did you have any comments you wanted to make?
I think Mr. Brandaway had some comments, but we're good.
I'll give a quick summary of it here.
I'm sorry.
This is a final site plan for the construction of a pool, clubhouse, pavilion, play area, and a 20-space parking lot on a 3.1-acre parcel within the Reserves residential development. The site also contains an above-ground propane storage tank area. The building consists of approximately 3,000 square feet. Subdivision is located off Woodlawn Avenue near Ocean View. Property is zoned MR, RPC. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 468.13. The Planning Commission did approve the preliminary site plan on May 12, 2016, and we are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second.
Did we get a second? Did somebody second it?
Yet? Somebody second the motion?
No.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Well, it's been moved and seconded to approve the Reserves Clubhouse final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Estuary Recreational Amenities Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the recreational amenities for the Estuary Subdivision 2005-64. The amenities include a 9,200 square foot community building, tennis courts, pool with pavilion and walking path, and site improvements. The Planning Commission reviewed the preliminary subdivision on September 28, 2016. The development has been developed in phases. The subdivision is under construction. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 116. And staff is now in receipt of all agency approvals, so the commission could consider it both as a preliminary and final if they so choose.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the estuary recreational amenities, I move that we approve the approve it as a preliminary and a final site plan.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the estuary recreational amenities preliminary site plan as a preliminary and final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the East Coast Cleaning Service Business Conditional Use 1981 Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a cleaning service using an existing 20 by 30 accessory building, which will contain an office and a cleaning business. This use is subject to a conditional use per CU number 1981. Planning Commission held a public hearing on March 13, 2014. County Council approved the conditional use on April 8, 2014. Property is zoned AR1. The property is located at 34428 Retz Lane. Tax parcels are District 334, Map 12, Parcels 25 and 26. We are awaiting agency approvals.
And this is the one, the old preliminary one for the window cleaning business we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, considering East Coast Cleaning Service Business CU 1981, my motion would be for preliminary approval with final by the Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the East Coast Cleaning Service Business site plan. Your motion is for preliminary
with final
by the staff subject to receive.
Commission
Segan. Okay, then it's simply approval as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Bay Crossing Phase 4 request to amend condition of approval.
This is a request to amend the landscape plan. The final plan approved by the Planning Commission included street trees throughout the development. The plan is before the Planning Commission as development is an RPC. The Planning Commission approved the final plan on September 11, 2003. The developer of Phase 4 and the majority of the property owners within Phase 4 are asking the Planning Commission to allow for the removal of the street trees around the stormwater management pond and to allow for trees and plants to be planted in and around the stormwater management pond instead of the street trees. Staff is in receipt of letters in support of the change from 49 out of the 60 owners within Phase 4. And staff is in receipt of correspondence from the Sussex Conservation District saying they have no objection to the removal of the street trees and to replace with other tree plantings and other plantings in and around the stormwater management pond.
On this one, was it, were like the actual street trees, were they like a condition of the approval, or were they just on the site plan that was approved?
They were shown on the site plan. I couldn't find it as an exact condition, but since it was shown on the final site plan that was approved by the Planning Commission, we felt it was best that it come back to the Planning Commission for a final decision.
And did that, was that included in a landscape plan?
It was included on the final landscape plan.
So have they provided a revised landscape plan?
What they provided in the packet was a little drawing showing the plantings they propose, and they will have to submit a new final signed and sealed landscape plan to show the changes. And they are, and the developer and the owners are fine with that.
Are there street trees in 1 through 3 crossing?
Yes. This would just be a small portion of, I want to say the north end of the road for the stormwater management pond to not have the street trees. Street trees will be on the rest of the roads throughout the development. And I believe there's the developers here if there's any specific questions. But it's just a small area on the north side. On the north side is the stormwater management pond, the south side of the road. And it's just around the edge, so the people wanted to see the view. The street trees will be throughout the rest of the development.
Seems reasonable, Ms. Cornwell. I see a lot of the people that have purchased lots there or in support of this change. Were there any people that have purchased lots that were in opposition to the change?
We only received the letters in support.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for Bay Crossing Phase 4, request to amend the condition of approval, is for approval.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the request to amend the condition of approval for Bay Crossing Phase 4. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Completes our other business. Additional business for the evening. A discussion regarding a comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, you want to give us a brief update of where we are and what's going to happen next?
So the next thing is there will be a combined workshop between the County Council and the Planning Commission on November 15th at 1 o'clock. I'm pretty sure it's 1 o'clock. If not, it's 1:30, and I will verify that, and I will email you. I thought it was. At the West Complex, McCormick Taylor, the consultant, will be there. We're working on an agenda and hopefully to get that out to you, and I believe the county administrator sent an email asking if there was anything specific anybody wanted to discuss on that agenda, to please let them know so we can make sure we update that agenda.
Yeah, I wanted to reiterate that if anyone on the commission has anything that they want to make sure gets discussed, brought up at the workshop, let Janelle know, let Todd know. Todd was, I don't know if he sent an email yet or not. I know he was planning to. Honestly, I was on the road most of the day today and really didn't have a chance to check my own email. So I don't know if you've received anything, anybody got received anything?
I haven't yet.
Well, in that case, if you guys just want to email me if there's something specific, and I will make sure it gets to both Mr. Lawson and McCormick Taylor.
Don't wait to get an email. If you've got something on your mind, by all means, get that to Janelle. We'll get it on the
agenda. As soon as possible.
That's going to be the time to, you know, air whatever. So, you know,
and right now we're looking at, you know, what's been happening so far, the next steps, you know, and where we're going to be in the next couple of months, you know, to have some, you know, specific dates, some specific deliverables, so to get you some detail, and then to kind of discuss what happened at the public meetings and what some of those themes are. We're still working on that agenda, so.
Okay. All right, anyone else on the commission have a comment or want to share?
Just, do we have an extra copy of the old or the current comp plan we can get, Mr. Hopkins?
We're going to have to print one out.
It's online?
Yeah. Online.
That's where I got my copy.
Yeah.
We will be printing one out
Mr.
Hopkins.
Seems like that would be helpful.
Right now,
Mr. Hudson too,
we are,
probably just to
I'm
know.
Good. I'm,
you
I'm,
got
we're out of paper copies, yeah. So, but we'll print a copy out and you'll have one.
I do it.
All right.
just so you got some frame of reference.
Is there anyone here this evening with an interest in the comp plan that would like to share their thoughts or any questions that you might have at this time? All right, then, there being none, we'll refer back to our public hearings for the evening.
It was actually another item under additional business.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oops, I missed it. Oh, yeah, that's right, the Planning Commission meeting schedule. Oh, yeah, for 2017.
The county council dates are still tentative. We're still finalizing those, but if anybody has any issues with the Planning Commission dates, I know there was discussion about having extra meeting dates, and I thought instead of putting those, setting those right now, that we could be a little bit more flexible. When it's determined that we need to have a meeting, we can schedule a special meeting, unless anybody has any concerns with that. That just seemed, you know, just in case we had to reschedule it, we could just determine that at special meeting when needed.
Right. I would think, just kind of tying this back to the other one, that maybe that should be something we should talk about with McCormick Taylor, is have firm dates for special meetings.
Well, that should be on
the 15th.
Yeah.
We should
talk about that the 15th. Good idea.
Excuse me, you need them.
Yeah.
Do we need to approve this as a commission or just accept
it more?
I think you just need to accept it, and I just wanted to make sure nobody had any issues.
Yeah. Information, yeah.
Since we're on the discussion of schedules, I might as well use this as an opportunity to let the commission know that I'll be missing both meetings in December and the first meeting in January, as my wife and I will be traveling on vacation. If she'll let me go with her.
Right then. assuming you're allowed to stay the full length of the trip.
Yeah, well, yeah. She is called the saint in our neighborhood. So.
For a reason.
Yeah, for a reason.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. Well, it's referring back to our public hearings. Let's go ahead and process a public hearing. Subdivision 2016-18, Terry Sockwright or Moore.
He wants me to go and make this motion, and then he'll go.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2016-18 for Terry Sockwright or Moore based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The applicant is seeking two lots of 1.6 acres each, which complies with the requirements of the AR1 zone. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision of the residential lands shall require a major subdivision with a public hearing. B, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. C, a waiver of the vegetative buffer requirement is appropriate for these two lots. And D, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-18, Terry Sockwright or Moore. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Please show that the motion carried 4-1.
Ask for clarification. I can't hear you.
Okay, we're going to go back to public hearing subdivision 2016-17, Donna Lee Smith and Teresa Lynn Smith. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, then, there appears to be no one here. I want to thank those of you who remained for your patience. Anyone who had an interest in this, I apologize that you had to wait all the way through to the end, but we feel that that's the most prudent thing to do, because this application will be denied for lack of a record. So we will be denying this for a lack of a record. So I'll close the public hearing and refer back to public hearing 2016-17, Donna Lee Smith and Teresa Lynn Smith. Do we even need a motion? Because it doesn't.
Yeah, you do need,
you do
one.
Need a motion.
Denied for lack
so we
of
need
order.
A motion for denial for lack of a record.
Mr. Okay. Chairman, on 2016-17, Donna Lee Smith and Teresa Lynn Smith, my motion is for denial for lack of a record.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2016-17, Donna Lee Smith and Teresa Lynn Smith for lack of a record. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right. That completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else, staff or commission, have anything for the good of the order this evening? All right, then. There being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Well, you're not kidding.